When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, this is it. This is Break the Machine Day. Your chance to... do grievous harm to the machine that's run this state since the Civil War, since Reconstruction, was a Democrat machine up until the late 90s, early 2000s, when key leaders in it flipped their registrations from Democrat to Republican and then largely continued on unabated. So that machine has been in place. The capo, the head of that machine, is Lindsey Graham. And that machine is uniparty to its core. Runs on rogue money. Very much open borders. And you can see that in the absolute lack of interest in any kind of immigration enforcement of any kind and the runaround they give you when you suggest they should do what Florida does, what Trump's asked them to do. It's been a year now since Pam Evett came on the show and said they were going to open Palmetto Penn. Remember that? That was back when Alligator Alcatraz was popular in Florida. You seen Palmetto Penn open? No. No, you haven't. What you did see was the state participating in that Abbeville immigration raid last week, right before the election. You elect these people, you're never going to see that again. And you know what else is going to happen? I'm going to make a prediction, too. The current version of Lindsey Graham 5 or 6.0 that you're seeing right now, the conservative who's generally on Trump's side, he wins this primary today, and tomorrow's going to be a whole new day. We're going to go back to the Lindsey Graham that flew with Democrat Amy Klobuchar over to Ukraine and stood there in Ukraine and said that Russia had taken over Ukraine and America. Russia had invaded Ukraine and America, and that that Donald Trump's win was Russian influence and it was illegitimate. That Lindsey Graham will be back tomorrow. If he wins the primary, and he's going to be a nightmare. He's usually well-behaved a year or two before the election. Lindsey Graham, who went on Fox News and other news channels again and again, threatening Donald Trump, you better cooperate with this federal investigation into Russiagate, or there's going to be hell to pay. You're going to have to face the Senate. You're going to have all kinds of problems. And we now know he knew it was fake. He and John McCain were even moving some of the fake materials it was based on. That's the real Lindsey Graham. He'll be back tomorrow if he wins this primary. He's going to be a nightmare for the next 3 years. That's who he is. So You can decide today who you want to be on the ballot. Okay, Alan Wilson has called in here, Lee. Let's get him on the air. Good morning, Attorney General.
Hey, Tara, I apologize. Did not have a cell coverage for about a minute or two.
Okay, I was surprised, man. You're going to leave me hanging on
no,
Election
ma'am.
Day?
No, ma'am. I was waiting for that cell coverage to come in, but it's great to be on your show again. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. And since we're already a few minutes into this segment, I'm letting all of the candidates, Alan Wilson, this morning, come on the show last 2 days and just make their final pitch, talk directly to voters who are maybe even on their way to the polls. So let's do that. Why are you the best candidate in the Republican primary?
Tara, first off, I want to thank you. I want to thank the voters of South Carolina for allowing me to serve as your attorney general. I mean, over the last 15 years, I've overseen the prosecution of thousands of drug traffickers, violent criminals, child predators, corrupt officials. People talk about doging fraud, waste, and abuse from government. I've recovered over $2 billion as attorney general. I've received the endorsement of 80% of the Republican sheriffs in South Carolina because of my efforts to combat criminals and support public safety. I've sued the Biden and Obama administrations hundreds of times to defend your rights. I fought the COVID vaccines. I fought to support life. I fought to defend the right of parents to raise their children that they want. I've defended President Trump in court and had hundreds of thousands of dollars spent against me to try to take my law license. So, Tara, the voters out there need to know that I have already demonstrated the courage and the ability to fight for you. As your next governor, I will bring that same fight with me. As a 30-year combat veteran who has led soldiers in combat and risked his life, and as a career prosecutor who has fought to protect you, you have my word and my commitment that I will do that as the next governor. Folks, this is a job interview. The office of governor belongs to you, and I'm asking you to hire me. I do not expect you to give me your vote. I have to earn it. Others expect you to coronate them, but my expectation is that you will give me the opportunity to go work for you and to serve you. Tara, thank you so much for what you do on this program. You have been a voice for so many people who often don't feel they have a voice, and it means a lot to me that you would allow me to share on this platform with your listeners.
Alan Wilson, okay, congratulations. You've just been elected governor. You're moving the furniture in. You can't wait to get started. What is the first thing that you do?
Well, first off, Tara, I'm going to go back. The first thing I do is going to be done long before I move the furniture in. The first thing I do is the day after the election. It's the assembly of the transition team. How you transition from one administration to the next really sets the stage for the next 4 years. Championships aren't won during the regular season after I take the oath. It's won in the preseason. That's in the 2 months leading up to it. It's putting together our legislative agenda, putting the right people, removing the bad actors in government, putting in the new personnel that are going to implement the policies that we need to reform our government, to modernize our government. And so it's going to be that 2 months after the election in November where the real changes are going to begin. And we're going to set the stage to reduce your property taxes, eliminate the income tax, doge fraud, waste, and abuse from government, implement new technologies, promote a kids first education agenda, giving parents maximum choice, and then obviously reforming our judicial system, how we elect judges. These things will all be set in the months leading up to my inauguration.
You're going to run into, as will any governor who wants to get rid of the income tax and reduce property taxes, you're going to run into the buzzsaw that is the Senate. We just saw their body of work knocking a congressional district to the Democrats. What's your plan to deal with those guys?
Well, first off, the governor, the office of governor, when it's used properly, can be an incredible bully pulpit to get things done. Obviously, you know, I like Governor McMaster. I respect him. I believe he loves our state. But I believe the office of the governor and its bully pulpit has been underutilized. I believe that the governor should be leading from the front, not sitting behind his desk saying, send me a good bill to sign or I will veto bad bills. You need to be out there. And when we talk about the Senate, we're not talking about the entire Senate. We're talking about a handful of senators with the power to stop a good bill from going in, like the redistricting bill. So really, if we all work together and the governor leads from the front, you can go after those few senators who are preventing real progress, real change, and real reform from being implemented. You know, that's what South Carolina needs, strong, bold leadership, not someone waiting for a bill to come to their desk, but someone leading from the front. And that's what I've done as a soldier, and that's what I will do as governor.
And that's what McMaster, to be fair, has not done. He has not called these people out by name. He's not gone to their districts. He's not held them accountable. And that's what it will take. Will you be willing to do that? Call some of these guys out by name, campaign against them? Because it's what it's going to take.
No, absolutely. I mean, it has to be. I mean, look, I will sit down with them first. I mean, you start off with a conversation.
Sure.
And then when the conversation doesn't go anywhere, then you go to action. But you just can't sit behind your desk waiting for people to come to your way of thinking. You know, Colin Powell wants to find leadership as the ability to get people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it. And you can get them to want to do something by A, giving them ownership of it at the very beginning and letting them take credit for partly your idea, and then they will take care of it just as much as you will. The other way to do it is to put the fear of God in them. And then they'll come around to your way of thinking. That is what has made Donald Trump so effective as an influencer in our political discourse. So that is what I will do as governor.
Alan Wilson, anything else you want to add? Last 30 seconds?
Well, listen, I want to say to everyone listening out there, thank you so much for the honor and the privilege to serve as your attorney general. I'm not a perfect person, and I won't be a perfect governor. I tell people I'm not running to be your pastor. I'm not running to be your savior. Someone else has that job. I'm running to be your governor. I may not be perfect, but I will always be accountable to you, and I will always be accessible to you, and I will fight for you and your families. Thank you so much, Tara, for giving me this opportunity, and I really appreciate you very much.
Thank you very much. Alan Wilson, where can folks find your campaign?
Our campaign is wilsonforsc.com, wilsonforsc.com, and we do expect to be in the runoff tomorrow morning.
All right. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Right now, Lindsey Graham is Donald Trump's best friend. And that will last... How many hours till midnight? He wins that primary, you're going to get Lindsey Graham 5 or 6.0. The guy he is in the 2 or 3 years after he wins the primary in South Carolina. You're not going to like that guy. Thorn in Trump's side, thorn in our side, obstructs at every turn. So I thought I'd play his greatest hits this morning to remind you of what that Lindsey Graham is like. Totally different guy than the one we've had here lately. Lindsey Graham did probably more than anybody on our side to further the Russia collusion hoax. While he was doing it, we didn't know that his best friend, John McCain, was running around with the very fake evidence to try to tar Trump and destroy him for the Democrats. And Lindsey Graham was very instrumental in the Russia collusion hoax that, by the way, we now know they all knew was fake. And what he would do is he'd go on Fox News, he'd go on all the networks almost nightly and threaten Trump, low key. You better cooperate with the FBI investigation. Oh, you better. We've got to find out. We've got to get to the bottom of all these Russian contacts. Well, we would later find out from the Mueller investigation, when they were finally forced to admit it, there were no Russian contacts. The whole point of the Mueller investigation was to force Trump to turn over more than a million documents. They were looking for something, anything, any law breaking they could use to end Trump. That was the point of it. They all knew it was fake. They knew Obama made it up. They knew, and we know now because we got what's in the burn bag. Somebody should have set those on fire. Unfortunately, he left them behind. We now know that the Russia collusion hoax was driven by John Brennan and Barack Obama. In fact, Barack Obama ordered it. We've gotten all that thanks to Tulsi Gabbard in recent months. Absolute horror show. By the way, we have James Comey's hard drive. We know Comey made up fake Russia collusion hoax intel, classified it, then hired a professor to leak that intel. It was all fake. The Mueller report never found a single instance of contact between Trump and Russia. So Lindsey Graham was absolutely instrumental in tying up and ultimately destroying Donald Trump in his first term. A majority of voters, a little over 50%, when they went to vote in that first, in 2020, believed that Donald Trump had some kind of improper connection to the Russian government. That's the work of Lindsey Graham. And I want to play this in here. Now, my favorite one of these in his greatest hits on this, as he drove personally the Russia collusion hoax for the Democrats. My personal favorite in here, you got to see, I can't show you this, it's radio. He's standing next to Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar, and they're in Ukraine, okay? This is kind of the Ukraine menaced by Russia. And they're complaining because we're under attack by Russia too, in the person of Donald Trump, who has compromised our democracy and partnered with Russia to take over the country. See, I remember that, Lindsey Graham. He's not a nice guy. Here's some of his greatest hits from that era.
It is very, very disturbing to me, and Russia needs to pay a price when it comes to interfering in our democracy. And any Trump person who was working with the Russians in an unacceptable way also needs to pay a price. We need a joint select committee in Congress to get to the bottom of it and also look at Trump's business ties to Russia. There's contacts between the Trump campaign and Russian intelligence officials outside the norm. That's not only big league bad, that's a game changer. And I would change my view as to what Congress should do. The president needs to back off here and let the investigation go forward. We need to call Comey and get to the bottom of all of this. Well, I think we need to have Comey come before the Judiciary Committee and clear the air. Did the president ever say anything to the director of the FBI that would be construed as trying to impede the investigation?
At one point, 60% of media newscasts, the cables, the networks, were Russia collusion hoax coverage. He drove a lot of it. Helped the Democrats, helped Joe Biden win. Remember Lindsey Graham tearing up in the back of that limo, talking about how Joe Biden was such his good friend. Oh, we were such good friends. That Lindsey Graham's coming back tomorrow. It's going to be shocking, actually. He wins that primary today, he's going to be back. Now, you're saying, well, okay, but Tara, isn't Trump endorsing Lindsey? Yes. He's been endorsing Lindsey for over a year. Why so early? To clear the field. And because Lindsey Graham knew to survive, he would have to take over the Budget Committee chairmanship. In other words, he's had a gun to Trump's head over since he took office again. Why? Because Trump's big, beautiful bill, which has his entire economic agenda, which, by the way, we're seeing signs daily, is working gangbusters. I am so excited about the economy that's coming, folks. I really am. You're seeing the signs of it, especially with those new job reports. These are real jobs, not government jobs like under Biden. Real jobs. And all of that is what? It is the big, beautiful bill. And he had to get that through Lindsey Graham's budget committee. He had to endorse him. He had no choice. That's why I've never been mad at Trump about it. It cleared the field. That's the real Lindsey Graham. Who do you vote for? Anybody but Lindsey Graham. Anybody. Because he does not deserve to be rewarded for that body of work right there. He doesn't. And that guy will be back. Oh, he'll be back starting tomorrow. Yeah. Starting tomorrow. David Stumbo running for Attorney General today in the Republican primary joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, so let's dive right in. First question. Everybody agrees we got to change the way that judges make it on the bench. We cannot have big law firms sitting on the Judiciary Committee anointing judges that their lawyers then appear before. It's an incredibly corrupt system. We're the only state in the nation that has it. What would you do to change it?
Tara, we need to go to the federal model. There's not much good that comes out of Washington, D.C., as we know, but the way we appoint judges federally is the best way. We need a governor to appoint, legislature to confirm, and the governor can have a committee to vet out the best candidates, but then the legislature can be the quality control. But the real evil of the way we do it now is candidates run around the General Assembly and the State House begging for votes from the same lawyers that practice in front of them. We have to end that. We need to just eliminate the Judicial Merit Screening Commission and go to a federal model with reappointment or reconfirmation every 6 years. That would be my plan.
Mr. Stumbo, my next question is that we have all of these powerful legislators who have big law firms, and some of them are getting contracts from the Attorney General's office, millions of dollars to piggyback on the work of other lawyers who are actually doing it. It's incredibly corrupt. Are you going to end that practice? Should powerful lawmakers like Merle Smith be able to get these contracts at the agency, the Attorney General's office, that they fund? Is that a conflict of interest?
Right. What I would like to see us do, Tara, is beef up the civil division of the AG's office. The vast majority of civil cases, honestly, could be handled in-house, and a lot of state AGs already are doing that. And the reason why we don't do it now is there's very few attorneys. So what I'd like to do is start a fellowship program to where we're recruiting some of the best and brightest out of the law schools, have them come in and learn how to do government litigation. And then only contract out or outsource to outside firms when it is just a hyper-specialized area that you can't handle in-house. And when we do that, we need to have a bidding process that's fair, that gives everybody a shot at getting that work that is qualified to do it. It shouldn't have anything to do with whether they're in the legislature or not. That's the way I would do it. I think for us to have a complete ban on it, you may have a firm that has 300 attorneys that is the best at a particular area that may have one lawyer legislator in there in that firm. So I think, if we have this blanket rule, we're maybe not doing what's best for the citizens of the state. But what I would do is make sure that we're not putting our thumb on the scale for people that are, in positions of power. But mainly the way we do that is we start handling those cases in-house instead of outsourcing all those cases.
David Stumbo, we've got about 4 minutes left, and I'm asking every candidate who comes on today to make their pitch to voters in the cars getting ready to go to the polls. Why are you the best candidate for Attorney General?
Well, Tara, I'm the only candidate in this race that's both a lifelong conservative Republican that's also been fighting crime in the courtroom for my entire career. I've worked in the Attorney General's office twice early in my career. I was the head attorney for a prosecutor for the statewide grand jury. I prosecuted high-level drug trafficking and public corruption cases in that role. I was the lead prosecutor for internet crimes against children. And out of the last 14 years, I've been the Eighth Circuit solicitor, been leading a prosecution agency in this state and fighting crime. I have 20 sheriffs across South Carolina endorsing me. That's from Beaufort to Darlington to Charleston to Aiken to all over the upstate. Hobart Lewis, your sheriff in Greenville, Chad McBride in Anderson, Tommy Blankenship in Pickens, Mike Crenshaw in Oconee. These sheriffs know the work I've done in the courtroom, and I'm going to work shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement agencies to fight crime in our state. But the conservative Republican part's important too, and I'm the only one that's a prosecutor but also has been a Republican. Tara, I've been on the right side of election integrity and voter ID on life. My wife and I have been a strong pro-life advocates and have worked in the pro-life industry, so it's not just political jargon for me. It's what we are and what we're about. Parental rights are very important to us. That's how we've raised our kids and how we've lived our family. We have a biblical worldview. All of those things to me, in addition to being a crime fighter, I'm a conservative. And I'm the only candidate in the race that fits the right qualifications to be the next attorney general. And I think we're going to do real well today in this race because of that.
David Sembo, where can people find your campaign to find out more about you as they head to the polls?
Tara, our website is www.votestumbo.com. Votestumbo.com. Real easy to get to there. If anybody wants to sign up to get a sign or volunteer or donate to the campaign, any of that, they can find all that information on our website. We'd love to we're going to be at the polls today. In fact, we just pulled up to Lyman, the precinct, and we're going to be shaking hands out here in a little bit. So look forward to meeting the voters all across the upstate today.
David Sembo, thank you for joining me this morning on 98.9 WORD. Best of luck today. All right, folks, got to jump to this. Hold on just a second. Let me do a quick promo here. What has happened in Belfast on the streets of Ireland where there's no more free speech, folks? An African migrant didn't just stab a victim. No. Tried to saw off his head. The guy's currently fighting for his life with devastating injuries. The footage is horrific. Bystanders standing there screaming in horror and, of course, filming, but not intervening in any way as the man struggled for his life. The video is the only proof we have about who did this. The Irish government's already trying to cover this up. Police describing it as nothing more than a stabbing incident. They forgot the next song part involving a man. But this guy did not seem to have a grasp of English at all and is clearly an African migrant. Again, one of those brought in to vote for the left in Ireland because the people were just not doing a good enough job of replacing themselves. Folks, this is unbelievable. And the video is, I wish I hadn't watched it. I'll never get it out of my head. The police service in Northern Ireland issued a statement calling it merely a stabbing incident, confirming a man has been arrested. They are refusing to release the photograph, but we have X and we've already seen the whole thing. Thank God for X. The left can't hide the results of their terrible, terrible policies worldwide. David Pascoe, who is running for Attorney General, is on the line, wants to respond. Good morning. And we've got about 3 minutes here. We'll both get kicked off the air. So have at it.
You're the best, Tara. Thank you for having me on. I'm running for Attorney General to make South Carolina safer and a lot less corrupt. And here's the deal. For the last 5 years, I have gone across the state to Republican groups, Republican, GOP, and conservative groups to talk about the need to cut corruption in South Carolina and judicial reform. And that is when I decided, because, Tara, I invited any group to invite me. Not one Democrat Party group invited me to talk about corruption. Not one in 5 years. And that's when I knew that if I'm going to fight corruption in South Carolina, it's going to be with the Republican voters. I am the reform candidate for Attorney General. I am the only attorney general candidate that's talking about taking on corruption in Columbia. And I am confident that the Republican voters of South Carolina are going to see through the dark money noise and they're going to vote for the anti-corruption attorney general, David Pascoe, today. I am very confident of that.
Well, but Donald Trump, though, isn't confident. I mean, he's put two Truth Social posts out warning about you. Please make sure to get out and vote against Rhino David Pascoe. He says you're not a Republican. Two posts. Mm-hmm. He's a busy guy.
He has been influenced by the corrupt cabal of Columbia, South Carolina. Imagine how much power the good old boy establishment has in Columbia to tell the president, get the president of the United States to send those posts out. They are scared to death, Tara. They are scared to death of me, the Uniparty of Columbia, because they know I'm coming. The illegal lobbying is going to cease when I'm attorney general. The no-bid government contracts for lawyer legislators, Republicans and Democrats, they are going to be fired on day one. I just heard a commercial by a group called the South Carolina Citizens for Accountable Government. That is run by a trial lawyer, a Democrat trial lawyer. Those are the people that are spending the money against me, Democrats, because they know that the wolf is coming. The corruption is coming to an end in South Carolina.
Respond to this, though, because another article has surfaced, Post Courier article, talking about you knocking doors for Barack Obama. And we know you've also knocked doors, in your own words, below 20 degree temperature in Iowa for Biden. And that was in 2020. I mean, so you've been a longtime Democrat. Did the Post and Courier get it wrong?
Yes, they did. They got it wrong. I did not knock on doors in 2008 for Barack Obama. I never got involved in national politics until I had to in 2016. I took some advice from Donald Trump. When the Democrats and the Republicans came together in 2016 to try to get me unelected, to get me out of office, to end the corruption probe, that is when I started getting involved in the national scene. Because Donald Trump said, quote, in 2015 and 2016, yeah, I was a Democrat. Yeah, I supported Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump did, and Kamala Harris for Attorney General. Donald Trump did, not David Pascoe. But I did what I had to do for my business. I did what I had to do to keep that corruption probe going. And had I not done it, there would be five corrupt legislators, one of whom is coordinating the dark money against me. They would still be in power today. That's the type of attorney general you're going to get.
Okay, but quick question, though. The Democrat don of this state, Dick Harpootlian, first hired you in 1993. He was once chairman of the state Democrat Party. He says about you, he's a great lawyer, but he's got the administrative skills to make the attorney general's office supportive for prosecutors. He loves you. He says, I think he would be an extremely competent AG. Again, he's the Democrat don of this state. I mean, you've got some strange associations. Yeah.
Oh, I do. I have diverse associations because guess who else supports me? The former Republican United States Attorney Bart Daniel, the most Republican attorney in the state, the prosecutor of Operation Lost Trust, the first corruption probe in South Carolina, also supports me and endorses me and says I will be the best person for attorney general. Let me tell you something. Prosecutors know that I am the only one that's going to take down corruption in South Carolina. That's why the Bart Daniels of the world, and yes, even the people who can't vote for me because they're voting in Democratic primaries, Harpootlians of the world support me.
And we got to leave it there because we're both about to get kicked off the air. Look, David Pascoe says for you, I still think you're a Democrat. You got guts calling here. There, some Republicans in this state won't do it. So you get that. But I still think you're a Democrat. Nice guy, though.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet reliant 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.